Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ed Kopp is here, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Ed Kopp is our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, co-founder of BMC Associates. He co-founded that with our other good friend, David Gage. And he's a partnership expert, and among his many other talents. But that's one of the things he talks to us about when he joins us on a regular basis. But today, I think he's got a little something different on his mind. Ed Kopp, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's good to be here, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back.
Yeah, I do have a little different twist. I mean, usually when we have a chance to talk, I'll share with you a story about some of our clients, clients, entrepreneurs who have had to work out some difficulties. But today I thought rather than telling a story, I'd start out by us discussing the power of stories and the role of stories for entrepreneurs. And
everybody loves a story.
Absolutely. Our brain loves a story. I was just listening to the brain's getting a lot of time this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But the brain really does love a story because it gets bombarded by a million different facts every minute. And to make any sense out of those, it's got to put them together into stories that make sense and are memorable.
Well, there are two things that will get someone's attention. Two things you can say to anybody that will absolutely positively make them pay attention. And the first one is, let me ask your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That always gets everybody's attention. That'll make people perk up and pay attention to you because everybody wants you to give you their opinion. And the other one is, let me tell you a story.
Absolutely. You know, I was thinking about sort of the classic example of this, the old story of Scheherazade.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the harem girl who was about to be taken to the caliph, who would have his way with her for one night, and then, as was his practice, do away with her and go on to the next. Well, her strategy for staying alive, as you know, was every night she'd tell him a fascinating story.
Mm-hmm.
And stories are even more powerful than sex. So the caliph kept asking her back night after night, and she kept keeping herself alive by just mesmerizing them with these stories. We can do the same thing, not the same thing exactly, but we can use the same kind of power of stories in our businesses and in our lives. The other one that comes to mind for me is Tom Sawyer. Now, had Tom Sawyer said to his friend, "I'll pay you 50 cents to paint this fence," I don't think he would have gotten anywhere. But Tom told the story, filled out the whole picture of how wonderful it was to paint the fence and how he would never want to give up painting the fence. And as a result, he got one of the most remarkable sales ever. So stories really have power.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you. And the thing is stories, the idea of a story, as you so well noted, is as old as humanity. But in the marketplace, I think stories are starting to take a place that they haven't had maybe ever. If they ever have, it's been a long time. Because I think stories are the opposite of manipulation. And if there's one thing that 20th century Madison Avenue was, one of the markers of 20th century Madison Avenue is manipulation. And telling us that we need this and we need that and why we need it and why this is the best and why that's the best. Those kinds of messages are not going to make, I don't think they're going to do as well. They're not doing as well in the 21st century as they did in the last century. And I think what's going to replace them and what's going to be the thing that people are going to respond to are stories. What do you think?
I think that's exactly right. Probably the biggest success case on the planet right now is Apple, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great example of this. You know, had Apple come out and said, we're better than the rest, and that had been their slogan, or new and improved, the old Madison Avenue approach, they wouldn't be where they were, the way they are. But they told a story. It was, you know, Steve Jobs' story for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And through that story, they said, we're cool, we're different, we're rebels, we're artists.
Mm-hmm.
And people heard that story and became part of it. That's the important thing. The customer, the employee that you're telling the story to becomes part of that story. And now they're not just buying from you, they are part of you.
Let's talk, when we come back, let's talk about some of the elements of a story. And there are a lot of them, folks. And we'll do that after these messages with our good friend, Ed Kauf. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.